In Washington, on Capitol Hill, a bombshell in the Russia investigation. On Tuesday, California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein posted on her website Judiciary Committee testimony from a key figure in the now famous dossier compiled by a British spy on then-candidate Donald Trump. Glenn Simpson is founder of Fusion GPS. That company was hired by Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, and before that, by a conservative online newspaper to conduct opposition research into Donald Trump. Fusion hired former British spy and Russia expert Christopher Steele to do that job, and the dossier became a sensational trove of allegations of collusion and money laundering and salacious details. It's also at the center of partisan warfare over the Russia investigation, both inside and outside the FBI. So Dianne Feinstein aired out Glenn Simpson's August closed-door testimony in front of the Judiciary Committee. That enraged Republicans, but Feinstein says it's the only way to set the record straight in a fog of misinformation about that dossier and what the FBI knew when it started investigating Donald Trump. Byron Tao is a congressional reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Hi, Byron.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Byron, remind us of just a couple of these key characters that I mentioned. Glenn Simpson testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. That's the transcript that everyone's reading now. And Christopher Steele is a Russia expert, former UK spy. Who are Simpson and Steele?
So Glenn Simpson is a former Wall Street Journal reporter. He left the Journal about 10 years ago, went into the private opposition research business, joined up with a couple other journalists, formed this firm called Fusion, and has been doing opposition research for mostly business clients, but occasionally a political client here and there, for about 10 years. Chris Steele is a former MI6 British spy who has worked on the Russia desk in the UK and has deep experience in the Soviet Union and post-Soviet Russia, and was hired as a subcontractor as part of Fusion GPS's research into Donald Trump.
And Christopher Steele put together lots and lots of memos that became what's now known as the dossier. President Trump was briefed on the dossier. So was President Obama during the transition by then FBI Director James Comey. So Glenn Simpson testifies to the Judiciary Committee. That's the transcript that we're all reading now and we're all reading yesterday. His firm and that dossier have been the source of lots of partisan warfare, Byron. But what did Glenn Simpson have to say that sheds substantive light on the Russia investigation now?
Well, Glenn Simpson essentially fleshed out how his firm came to be involved in doing this research on Donald Trump. He said he was approached in early 2015 by a conservative donor or publication. He refuses to say in the testimony, though we later learn it's the Washington Free Beacon, which is backed by a fairly prominent conservative donor named Paul Singer. But essentially, he started doing the standard operating procedure for opposition research, which is to essentially read all of this candidate's material. So he read all of Donald Trump's books. He started doing research into his business records and eventually hits a brick wall at some point, says he needs to go deeper into these Russia connections and these business ties abroad, ends up hiring this British spy who starts writing memos in the summer of 2016 that form the basis of this 35-page dossier that's at the center of so much controversy.
Well, part of what we learned seems to be that the FBI considered the dossier credible, at least in part, especially because it was corroborating some information that the FBI already had from other sources, at least according to what Glenn Simpson has told senators.
That's right. So Christopher Steele apparently became so alarmed by what he was learning in the course of this research that he twice sat down with the FBI, once in the summer of 2016 and once later in the fall. The dossier was given to FBI officials and also it was given to political figures in Washington. It ended up in the hands of John McCain at one point. And you know, he walked them through his research, and it was essentially a meeting that he sought out with the FBI to share what he learned.
Well, Simpson also says, Byron, that Christopher Steele, at one point in his interactions with the FBI, became alarmed that candidate Trump was compromised by Russians or open to blackmail. So alarmed, in fact, that in Simpson's words, Christopher Steele sort of called 911, went to the FBI with that information, said he was concerned that there was a crime in progress. That might be hyperbolic. It might not. What do we know about that statement that there might be a crime in progress?
Well, that's an interesting question. We don't know a ton. I mean, we do have the dossier. It was published by BuzzFeed early last year, so I think January, February of 2017. And FBI, law enforcement, intelligence agencies, and the media all had a look at it. But essentially, Steele is saying that the things he learned were so disturbing, the things he thought were true alarmed him so much that he feared that Donald Trump, who was a nominee for the Republican Party in the presidential election, was susceptible to some sort of blackmail or susceptible to other forms of influence. And that's why he decided to approach law enforcement himself.
Meanwhile, back on Capitol Hill, it was pretty shocking that Dianne Feinstein released Glenn Simpson's testimony here. This was over the objections of her Republican colleagues on that Judiciary Committee. Why did Dianne Feinstein do this?
That's right. Essentially, when you have an investigation on Capitol Hill, typically the parties try to accommodate each other. And the wishes of the chairman in this case, who was Chuck Grassley, was that the testimony would be kept private until the investigation was finished. And then they would hope to release a lot of this stuff that they've gathered. But Dianne Feinstein said that the number of rumors and innuendo that had circulated about Christopher Steele and Glenn Simpson and Fusion GPS and this infamous dossier warranted extra transparency, and that she wanted to tell the story of how this dossier came about and put out the transcript yesterday over the objections of her Republican counterpart on the committee.
Well, Feinstein says she wants more transparency. She went around Chuck Grassley. But then the corollary question, Byron, is given what we see now in Simpson's testimony, why didn't Republicans want this testimony public? Why didn't they want anyone to know about it?
Well, Republicans say that when you conduct an investigation, you want to compare witness statements to each other without them being able to see what they testify. So this is a common law enforcement tactic. If you bring in one witness and a second witness, you don't want them to communicate with each other. You don't want them to know what they're saying. So they say the integrity of the investigation is compromised when you release transcripts too early or when witnesses can compare notes or see what each other testified. And so that was their concern with releasing this testimony yesterday.
Well, Byron, before we let you go, you know, I think there's one question at the bottom line of this. The president and a lot of his allies have attacked that Steele memo as fake news, Fusion GPS as fake, or a partisan outfit doing the bidding of Democrats and Hillary Clinton. Based on what we know now, is the dossier fake? Is the president right?
Well, so that's sort of the $100 million question. Glenn Simpson said in this testimony that was released yesterday that it's wrong to call it phony, that these were real interviews that a real British spy conducted, and that these charges or these allegations warrant much further investigation. So that's essentially what we know now. But the question is, at the heart of it, is it true? And that's something we can't say.
Byron Tao on Capitol Hill for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks, Byron.
Thanks for having me.